From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. It's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Junior. Mm-hmm. And I did like your poem this time out. Yeah. All right, subject, my status has been downgraded. Dear Stephen Shirley, for the past 8 years, I've been dating a 60-year-old man, and I am 14 years younger than he is. Everything in our relationship was good until 6 months ago, when he moved his second ex-wife and their 20-year-old child back into his home. He has been divorced for 12 years, but he told me that his ex-wife is having financial problems, so he allowed her to move in. This changed our relationship a lot. We don't spend time together daily like we used to, and he only comes to my house twice a month. When he comes over, we have sex, and then he leaves within 2 hours. I am not allowed to go to his house anymore. He says it's because he is working a lot more to help his ex-wife out financially, and he's tired more during the week. I no longer get invited to his family get-togethers because his ex-wife and their child can go with them. They go with them now. He had a family reunion recently, and we had been planning to go together until the ex-wife came back into the picture. He said that his child invited her, and he had no control over it. I was hurt, so I started pulling away from him and started hanging out more with my friends and a few of my coworkers. Besides him calling me every day to check on me, I feel like an afterthought now. I love this man, and I want to be married. We were on the right track, and I thought he wanted the same thing I did. He asked me to hang in there and be patient until his ex-wife is able to get her own place. I could be waiting forever. Or I could leave him alone and get back on the dating scene. What should I do? Do I hold out, keep the faith with this man, or cut him off completely? Please advise. Okay, first of all, 20 years old, that is not a child. Okay, that is not a child. But you ask, do you hold out and keep the faith with this man or cut him off completely? Should you leave him alone and get back in the dating scene? That's what I would do. I would leave him alone and get right back in the dating scene if I were you. He treats you like an afterthought. That's how I would treat him, just like an afterthought, if I thought about him at all. I wouldn't think of him at all. If you do think about him, think about how his face is going to look when he sees you out with his new younger man, okay? With your younger man. Think about how his face is going to drop, his mouth, okay? Because he's dead wrong for what he's doing. He's dead wrong bringing his ex-wife in the house with his 20-year-old child, as he calls it. All right, he may feel an obligation to him, but you guys have been together a long time. You guys are in a relationship, so you need to leave. He's not, even though he asked you to wait, don't wait. Don't waste your life waiting on this man, because you see how he treats you. You're really less than an afterthought. You're like that side chick, because he only sees you twice a month now. And when he does, he just comes in and has sex with you. What kind of relationship is that? You can't continue to allow him to treat you like that and treat yourself like that. Let him go and move on, all right? Steve.
Somebody eat damn.
I know.
I be wanting to go, lady.
Come on. What the hell
are you doing? My status has been downgraded for the last 8 years. Eight.
Ooh.
8 years. You've been dating a 60-year-old man, which means he was 52 when y'all started dating. Now, he's 60 now, and you 46. 8 years ago, you was how old? 38? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you was 38, he was 52. What 52-year-old don't know what he want?
Yeah.
What 60-year-old don't know what he want? No 60-year-old men know what they want. And let me tell you what he wanted. About 6 months ago, he moved his second ex-wife and a 20-year-old child back into his home. You know why? Because that's what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Because these 60-year-old men know what they want.
Yeah.
He wanted the ex-wife back and the 20-year-old. Now, he told you they've been divorced 12 years, but his ex-wife is having some financial troubles. Who lets their ex-wife move back in the house because they're having financial troubles? I don't give a damn what kind of trouble you have. We got divorced for a reason. Why is your financial trouble my problem now? So don't nobody do that, lady. Don't no 60-year-old man move his second ex-wife in after 12 years because she having financial difficulties.
No, don't nobody do that.
You know why? Because you ain't heard nobody doing that.
Mm-mm.
You know why? Because don't nobody do that.
He's still back in.
We don't spend time together daily like we used to, and he only comes to my house twice a month. When he comes over, we have sex, and then he leaves within 2 hours. You know why?
Wow. That's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Because he got to go home.
Yeah.
He has to go home.
Mm-hmm. To wifey number two.
You know why?
Number two.
Because somebody lived there looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And with a 20-year-old. The mama and the 20-year-old can both work.
Yeah.
So now, hold up, though. He moved him back in because they wanted to. When he comes over, they have sex, and then he leave in 2 hours because he got to go home. He got to, as we lay, we forgot about the problems as we lay.
Sing it, Steve.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. A lot of ooh.
Yeah, as we lay. You can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do this.
Mm-mm.
All right.
So wrong.
So we come back, I'll tell you the rest of it.
All right.
I got some bad news for you.
Yeah. Come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, my status has been downgraded.
This 60-year-old man that told his 46-year-old after 8 years of dating, hold up, something didn't happen. I'm moving my ex-wife that I've been divorced for 12 years from with her 20-year-old daughter back in my house because they having financial troubles.
What?
Wait a minute, hold up, dog. I'm in a relationship with this chick that I'm supposed to want the same things or what. But I'd have moved somebody in the house while I'm dating somebody that I'm in love with? Partner,
yeah.
Don't nobody do that.
Nope.
If he in love with you, he ain't moving nobody in the house. No, she gonna have to find some work. Hey, here goes some help. Help her.
Yeah.
Give her some rent.
That's it.
You don't let her move in, tear your playhouse down. And now you don't see him no more. When he do come over, we have sex and he leave in 2 hours. Because he got to go home.
Yeah.
You know why he got to go home? Because some people stay there looking for his ass.
Yeah.
Ex-wife that moved in but started to act like a wife, and the child will always be the child. So he has obligation. He said because he got to go home because he be tired. And oh, hold up, when we come over, we have sex, he leave. I'm not allowed to go to his house anymore. That cause it ain't his house. It's another woman in there. Once a woman move in your house, it dog, that ain't your house no more.
Nope.
It's her house. I can't go over his house anymore. And why would you want to? Do you want to get stabbed?
You asking for it.
Dog, you don't go over no woman house. What you finna do? Y'all finna go over there and have sex? What? He don't invite me to his house anymore. He says because he's working a lot and he trying to help his wife out financially and he's tired during the week. Hell yeah, he tired. I no longer get it to his family. Listen to this line. I no longer get invited to his family's get-togethers.
Yeah.
Because his ex-wife and they child go with him now. You know why you don't get to come to the family get-togethers no more? Because they is the family.
Yeah, right.
You're done.
No, they is the family.
That's still.
What they need you over there for?
Right.
Family get-togethers is for family. You ain't family. Now, you was getting over there, invited over there because you thought you was going to be family. But now you know you not because he got another family. He got his second family over there. I don't, what part of this letter you ain't read? This make me mad right here. And then he had a family reunion recently, and we had been planning to go together until his ex-wife came back into the picture. He said his child invited her, and he had no control. What?
Say it again.
Family reunions ain't ran by the children. That ain't who run. 20-year-olds ain't in charge of no damn family reunion.
You better talk.
20-year-olds don't even want to go to the damn family reunion.
No.
That's go around here and sit around these old-ass people up under this tree.
That you don't even know.
Eating this dry-ass barbecue. He said his child invited her. He had no control. I was hurt. So I started pulling away from him and started hanging out with more of my friends, a few of my coworkers. Besides him calling me every day to check on me, I feel like an afterthought. Then she says right here, now I love this man and I want to be married. He do too.
But not to you.
And he invited the second wife back in the house. He wants to be married too. Ta-da, y'all have something in common. It's just he don't want to be married to you. You can still want to be married, but it's not going to be to him. We were on the right track, and I thought he wanted the same thing I did. You do. Uh-huh. Both y'all wanted to be married.
Yeah.
And he decided he really wanted to be married to his second wife. Y'all want the exact same thing. Y'all don't want it with the same people. Now you take
right.
your ass over there.
That's it.
Listen to me. You can take your ass over there to that lady house if you want to.
Woo.
I'm telling you, right now, you're going to be on 48 hours.
First 48?
Yeah.
Going to be right over there.
And it ain't going to take long to figure out who stabbed you.
It ain't going to take the uh-uh.
He asked uh-uh. me to hang in there and be patient until his ex-wife is able to get her own place. She not finna get no other place. She got a place. Why would you struggle to get a place when you got a place?
Girl.
I could be waiting forever.
Yes.
You are.
Yeah, mm-hmm. About to.
Now, or I could leave him alone and get back on the dating scene. What should I do? Do I hold out and keep the faith with this man or cut him off completely? Well, here's what I think. I think you should leave him, and you know why?
Why?
Because he left you.
Yes, treat him,
see,
yes.
This is this
downgrade
easy. Should I leave him? He left you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why are you hanging on? Listen to me. The famous words of Judge Lynn Toler on my show was the best advice I've ever heard anybody give to women. And she said, and I've used it 100 times. Judge Lynn Toler said her mama told her, don't let a man have to tell you twice he don't want you. Ooh. Ooh. Damn. Ooh. Damn. Now, he done told you he done moved two women in.
Okay.
And you wasn't none of the women. Now, you go in there if you want to. The 20-year-old probably crazy. I'm just saying. You finna get stabbed on Instagram.
All right, Steve. Listen, thank you. Put your comments, post them on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.